This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
We are so excited to be back with Jana Vance, our realtor, our specialist in, of course, where? Dun, da, 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 drum roll, please. The most beautiful place to live in South Carolina, right? Uh-huh. Yeah, she's an associate broker at Jana Vance & Associates, also with Next Home, the agency group. But really, historic Somerville, South Carolina, these beautiful suburbs of historic Charleston, we're going to learn more about today. And, of course, her love and passion for the region and all that she specializes in, from real estate, new construction, resale, corporate relocation, first-time buyers, military moves, and so much more. Welcome back to the show today. How are you?
Thank you, Jill. I'm good. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. So excited to talk more about Charleston. And people might say, Charleston, South Carolina, what is it? Where is it? Oh, where you're going to get an earful about it. And also hearing that it's such a great place for retirement, right, Jana?
Oh, it's a fabulous place. We're in the top 10 places to retire in the United States.
Amazing. Well, before we get started on today's show, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do, sweetheart. Thank you.
All right. I am a full-time, full-service residential real estate agent. It's my 34th year. I thought it was 33. It's 34th year, all full-time. I'm based out of historic Somerville, but I sell all four counties. We go into Charleston, Mount Pleasant, Kiowa, all the islands, anywhere you want to go in the low country, we can take care of you.
We've gotten to talk before, so I got to know a little bit about your past, your history, and your dedication in this field. And you had a very successful career, still do. It's over 30-something years, right? Could you just give us a little of the background and what brought you here to Charleston?
Sure. I started out as a relocation director for a very large corporate relocation company, and then gradually went into sales. I've been in sales full-time since 1991, have built a wonderful business, and I work with absolutely the best people in the area. I'm delighted to help everybody, and now I'm on second generation. I'm starting to work with my clients' children, which is even more of a compliment when they would trust me with their family.
Oh, well, we're excited that you're here and want to talk more about the real estate. And I know, for example, we're going to focus a little on why, you know, Charleston, South Carolina is one of the top places to retire. Clearly, you're helping so many retirees now with this, right?
Correct. Yes. Yes. Charleston, South Carolina is a great alternative to Florida. For the longest time, everyone retired to Florida. But when you're living, when your family and your friends are in New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Maryland, it will take you 2 days to drive from Florida back home. In Charleston, we are halfway back. So from here, you can get to your family and friends and they can get to you within a day. People have discovered that's a much more convenient lifestyle for them.
And, you know, when you hear about retiring and what makes it, would you say, one of the top places to retire? I want to know all the details.
All right. I think our price range is excellent. We have a really nice climate, more summer, very small winter, beautiful springs and falls. So we have a more temperate climate. Don't have to deal with snow here much, maybe once every 7 to 10 years. And it's a skiff. You have a lot of outdoor living. It is an economical place to live. We're immersed in the arts, the sports world, outdoor entertainment. There's really something here for everyone. And the climate just lends itself to year-round living.
And talk about the weather. I mean, year-round living. I mean, I've got to see some of the most beautiful places thanks to you. And I got to see the map of all the areas you live in. But let's talk about that, too.
Well, today it is sunny, beautiful, going to be about 76. In the night, it's about 50 degrees, so very comfortable. That will be good until about the middle of June, and then we'll start heating up in the 80s and the 90s. But we've got four beautiful beaches. Every home is air conditioned. Every community that we're going to talk about today has swimming pools. So the heat is a wonderful lifestyle because it contributes to all these golf, tennis, pickleball, swimming, surfing, fishing, boating, anything you want to do. We have it here in the outdoors, and our weather lends itself for that. Christmas time, often we have our doors and windows open. It's beautiful. January tends to be a little bit cool, and we get most of our rain in January. And then in February, everything starts to green up, flowers start to peek out, and we're back in the spring mode.
Amazing. Well, you know what? I want to hear and see more about that. Do you plan on showing us some of the properties? Is that what you had in mind?
No, I was just going to talk to you about that today.
Okay, sure.
My right-hand man, Lisa, is not here, and she is my technical person. So maybe next week we can do that.
Perfect. No, you just mentioned you're going to show me. So I'm like, all right, well, tell me. Tell me more about these properties. I want to know.
I'm just making sure you were listening.
Of course. Exactly. I'm on point.
That's exactly right. We have 5 really nice active adult communities. You do not have to live in an active adult community, but I find that most of our retirees moving here are choosing that lifestyle. It's a very easy way to start to make friends and have social connections. There is something planned. They have on-site lifestyle directors at these facilities. So if they don't have a club or group that is focused on an area that you have interest in, they will create one. So I'll give you a quick example. We have, start with Four Seasons out in Cane Bay.
Okay.
That is the only community we have that has access to a 300-acre lake where you can do small John boats, canoes and kayaks. You can fish. We have a lot of those homes are on the water. They have their amenity center. We'll have a billiards room, a pub, professional kitchen where they bring in chefs and have professional classes.
Wow.
They have a ballroom with a stage, bring in activities all the time, indoor pool, outdoor pool. They have a children's pool for when your grandchildren visit, bocce ball, pickleball, tennis, fire pits, anything and everything you'd like to do is there. And then in the Charleston area, we have over 30 golf courses. So there's not a golf course in any of these 55 plus communities, but they all have golf teams and you have golf courses within 10 minutes of the community.
Wow. I mean, and let me ask you, I mean, obviously a big golfing town, I'm assuming, but yes. Even those that don't golf, I mean, just seeing that greenery is beautiful. There's something serene about being on or close to a golf course at all times. It really, and I'm not a golfer, but my mm-hmm. friends golf and I'm on Long Island and there's something so peaceful and serene about it. So are a lot of your homes out there that are on golf courses, these, the older homes, or I shouldn't say older homes,
we have,
the 55 and
older. We have lots of golf. Sorry, we have lots of golf course communities, but our 55 plus, as a general rule, are not built on the golf course, but you will have a golf course very close by. They have other amenities, and then you have the golf. If they had the golf course there, your fees would be much more expensive. To give you a feel, in Four Seasons, your fee is $300 a month, but that includes all your amenities, access to the ponds, to the lakes, and all the clubs that they have available. That also includes all of your lawn care.
Ooh.
Planting, trimming, mowing, adding fresh mulch every year, pine straw, anything and everything. You can still plant in your yard if you have a green thumb and like to garden. They'll ask you to take care of anything that you plant, but they will provide you with year-round maintenance in your yard. So really, you can just get up in the morning and go play.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, and that's something to be said for that. That maintenance fee, which you mentioned, isn't even a lot. But to upkeep the grounds and the beauty of the sidewalks, of the trees, of the gardens, of everything, that's amazing because, you know, as we get older, those things are harder to do. Mow your lawn, you know, clean your garden beds. And it's an expense and a half. To have that all taken care of and covered, obviously, is very unique. And for retirees, I think very important. What about these places? Is there also clubhouse amenities? Do you offer like a clubhouse, a social area, a lot of them that has like the bingo, has the events, the party rooms you could rent out?
Yes, huge. Every one of these has huge facilities that cover all of this, and they have full-time staff there to help you and a full-time activities director that keeps you busy. If you stay home, it's because you want to. It's not because there's not something going on. They have a blast. They rent buses and go to plays. They go out to dinner. They travel internationally together. If you have something, if that's an interest of yours, they go play golf, they play pickleball, they have trivia nights, anything and everything you'd want to have is there. It's just right at your disposal. And everyone around you is enjoying the same lifestyle. So it is a very easy way to start to make friends and get a social life going.
Well, what other things are of interest to retirees? I mean, we got the weather, we got the beautiful locations, we got everything around. What other selling points is there about, you know, our Charleston area?
All of these neighborhoods that we're going to talk about are within 30 minutes of the airport. So if you like to travel, the airport is very convenient. We have Charleston International Airport. So that is a great way to do things too. I'm thinking about other lifestyles. You can have your family come and visit. Grandchildren can stay up to 90 days at a time. They can go to the pool. Now, some of these neighborhoods will have specific hours for grandchildren because it's based on an adults-only lifestyle.
Of course.
The Cane Bay Four Seasons is the one that has its own children's pool, so the children can swim there anytime.
Got it. I love that. So up to 90 days, you can actually say, I didn't realize that. That is
Yes.
very, you have grandkids, you have people in town. I mean, that's a lot of time. That's a great thing. I thought in New York, I thought kids weren't even allowed at these places. Is it different for every community you live in, I'm assuming?
No, they're federally governed, so you're fine there. But because it's an adults-only lifestyle, one person in the house has to be 55 or greater. There are a few rules that allow a small portion of the homes to be sold to people under that age, but it doesn't really cater to people under that age, if that makes sense. So you'll have the 99% of the people there will be 55 and older, and your grandchildren can stay up to 90 days. So if you had want to bring a grandchild in for the summer, that is fine. They just can't live there full time because they want this to be an active adult, party, fun lifestyle.
Well, and let me ask, at some of these communities, is there like golf carts? Do people have their own golf carts to
Oh,
kind of get around? That seems like awesome.
that's almost a must. Yes. And they decorate them and they have golf cart parades. These people have a blast. When you go in there to show houses, they all stop and wave. They want to talk to you and find out where you're from. They tell you how much they love the community. It's really a family feel.
Amazing. And you know, for those who are just tuning in and listening, I just want to let them know that we are talking here with Jana Bantz, and Jana is a professional, a residential realtor, associate broker. I mean, pretty impressive the work she's done, and it's been helping so many people and families over the years with her real estate services. So I just want you to know you're in great hands here. And you know, by the way, you've been in the market, you've been working in this market for over 33 years. Very impressive. And you love helping people find their home. And today we're focusing in on,
Yes.
you know, those that may want to find one of the top places in the U.S. to retire, which is Charleston, South Carolina. So we're talking here today about some of the options she has and why retirees are coming to her area. And really, you're making me, someone who's 47, not retired yet, start thinking about this in advance today, Jana.
You don't look 47, so good for you.
Thank
Sorry,
you, thank you.
we're hitting in historic Somerville, so if you hear a train going by, that's true. That's really happening. All of these homes, we ought to point out, they're all very open plans. We have very large windows throughout, lots of natural light. Every home is handicapped accessible for planning down the road if you want to age in place. They're all handicapped accessible. They're all one-story homes, but some of those folks want a fourth bedroom or a bonus area. So we have plans that you can also add that second floor, but it's really just second living space. Something that's funny and unique to Charleston is we don't have basements because we're at sea level. So we build up, and if you have a bonus room, the old-fashioned way was considered finished room above the garage, and we call that a frog. So people from up north always like to call their friends and say, "Oh, I bought a house with a frog."
I love it.
That makes it a lot of fun. And if there's an unfinished room over the garage, that's a U-Rog. A lot of these homes are on ponds or bodies of water. You can buy backing to the woods. You can have privacy. We have cul-de-sacs. And the exterior will range from cement plank to vinyl siding. Those are both very low maintenance in the area. So everything in these neighborhoods is geared towards you having fun. They don't want you working. You've worked hard, you've played hard, now it's time to give yourself a break and enjoy your retirement. So everything's based on low maintenance, easy lifestyle.
I'm loving this.
Well,
And
something else I ought to bring
oh,
up.
sure, go
We
ahead.
have a large military community here. So anybody who's retired military has access to the base, the Air Force Base, and the BX. That's a nice perk to have in the Charleston area.
Ooh, that's right. Because we talked about this last time about the Navy Yard, right? Isn't originally all the homes were built? Can you explain that again? It's all coming back to me.
Yes. Well, back in the 90s, the Navy Yard shut down when they were shutting down a lot of the bases, but we still have the C-17 base. We have the largest C-17 base for the Air Force on the East Coast. We have a small contingency of Coast Guard, and then we have the Naval Weapons Station that trains all the nuclear submarine sailors. So we have those bases, but the biggest one is the Air Force Base, and that's where your BX is located, and you can use all of your benefits if you're retired military.
Wow, that is impressive. And let me ask you this. I'm sure you have plenty of friends, clients that have become friends, right? And
Yes.
I mean, you must have how many different, give me an example about how many 55 and older communities are there in the areas that you're working in? Like how many? Are we have like a choice of 50, 20? What are top 10? What is there?
Five. There are five major. And
Perfect.
then we have golf course communities. If you don't like that all-inclusive lifestyle, but you want to live on a golf course, have a low maintenance home, we have that. And then you just pay for your own lawn care. So you've got options. I don't want to pigeonhole people, but we have five really super 55 plus communities. We have two Del Webbs. One is completely built out. It's about 20 years old. It was our first one. The second one is in Nexton, which was the development of the year in the United States in 2024. That is part of Nexton, and in Nexton you have a live work situation where there's grocery stores built there, high-end restaurants, shopping, hair salons, exercise areas, medical facilities, anything that you want.
Wow.
Those tend to be our higher priced homes because you're paying in for all those amenities.
And speaking of higher priced homes, is it Somerville? Is that one of the most expensive areas in your neck of the woods?
Well, Somerville has most of the 55 plus
It
communities.
does. Okay, because I was on your
Yes.
website earlier and I saw some new construction happening in Somerville and there's all these water views. So I didn't realize that. So okay, so there is those communities there as
Yes.
well.
Right. We are at sea level, so when we build new construction, we have to have drainage ponds
Oh.
so that we don't have flooding issues. And all those ponds will be connected together. So if one rises, it flows into the other and it keeps flooding from being an issue in our area. So you have lots of opportunities to have homes on the water. But we have those five neighborhoods in Somerville. The Crestwinds will go to about 800,000
Okay.
in Cane Bay, Four Seasons, and Nexton, Del Webb, they can go from 500 to about 1 million. But our best pricing is in Horizons, and that is part of Summers Corner. In Horizons, they are just now building the amenity center, should be ready in about 18 months. So they have pre-amenity center pricing. You can get homes from 400 to about 585. Fantastic homes. Once that amenity center is completed, those houses are all going to go up in value. The builder's going to raise his price, and you're going to gain instant equity.
Wow. And let me ask you about how does taxes work in South Carolina? What are your taxes
Great.
like for individual homes and also compared to these 55 and older communities? Give me some tax bracket ranges if you don't mind.
Right. The taxes are the same across the board in South Carolina. One thing to be cognizant of, if you're going to buy a second home, if this is not going to be your full-time home, then you're going to be taxed like an investor, which is a 6% rate,
Okay.
which is much higher than if you live here full time. That's not a problem, it's tax deductible, but people need to understand that the rate is going to be higher if this is a second home. But your primary residence, it's 4% of the assessed value based on the taxes assessment, not the same
Oh.
as when you buy your financing assessment. It's usually lower. It's going to be about 1% of the price of your home. So if you buy a $500,000 house, it's going to run about $5,000 a year.
Oh.
That's really low compared to New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. The reason is we have personal property tax on everything, so they spread it out. You pay taxes on your car, your boat, your motorcycle, motor home. So it's spread out that way. And in the end, I think it comes pretty close. It's not as high as New York, but it comes pretty close because every government has to function. They have to bring in income
Absolutely.
to keep our roads, our schools, our medical facilities, all those things going.
And
We
speaking of,
don't tax,
oh,
yeah, I'm
okay.
sorry, we don't tax Social Security in South Carolina. That's a plus for retirees too. Sorry, please go on.
No, I didn't know that. That's another selling point. Win-win here in South Carolina. Wow. Okay. Thank
Yes.
you, Jana. So I was going to say about that. Tell me about the facilities in the area. Like you were just mentioning, obviously, taxes are going to pay for the government funded, the hospitals, the roads, et cetera. But I'm just assuming, never been, you must have some beautiful areas like for shopping, for retail, for restaurants and close to these, you know, retiree communities in a sense. What, you know, what is around the area? Is there anything in particular that's very well known that, you know, could also be of interest to retirees?
Yes. Well, interesting fact, in the city of Somerville, pardon me, it is illegal to have an enclosed mall. So we have a lot of standalone, unique shops, fun places to shop. One of my favorite places for ladies' clothes is called Affordables. It's really nice. And then we have outdoor strip malls with Target, Belk's, Kohl's, those sorts of things. High-end shopping will be in downtown Charleston. And in Mount Pleasant, that's where you'll find your designer things, Nordstrom off the rack. You can find anything you want here. But Somerville is very unique in that old feel with standalone businesses. We have a lot of outdoor parks. We have multiple libraries. Mm-hmm. We have an enormous indoor aquatic center that people are loving. That even though you've got these things in your pre-planned communities, yes. There's other things in this unique area. Our Del Webb Nexton is about to break ground for an enormous outdoor athletic center, which will include an indoor walking track, and it'll be used for functions and activities that are different than the other neighborhoods. We have usually a lot of independent restaurants, and that's our favorite. We have one gentleman here who came from Italy. He opened a restaurant called Laura's, and he only makes his mother's recipes from Italy. Then we have a French restaurant that is fabulous. We have La Rustica, which is amazing. So you don't see a lot of trendy things here because we're an older, historic, settled community. But we have really unique, amazing, wonderful places to eat.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let me ask you this. Is there a pet policy as well for these 55 and older communities? Are you allowed to have certain pets? You know, what is the policy on pets?
Good question. We see more of that in rental properties.
Oh, okay.
Our counties say no more than 3 domestic pets per household, but they don't necessarily eliminate any pets. One thing you will want to check with is your homeowner's insurance. Some homeowner's insurances will not cover 5 different breeds of dogs that they feel that are aggressive. Mm-hmm. You can still get a policy, but if you have one of those dogs and it is aggressive and hurts someone, you may not have coverage for that event. But other than 3 domestic pets for household, one year we had a neighbor that had 5 little miniature poodles. Didn't bother us all. We never said a word about it. As long as they don't interrupt your neighbor's lifestyle, people don't care. Just no farm animals, no cloven hooves. Okay.
Absolutely. All right. But dogs and cats. What else about Charleston, South Carolina is attracting these retirees, Jenna?
Our lifestyle is less expensive. The cost of living here is less expensive. They like meeting people from all over the world. There is actually, and I don't know him personally, but a retired, not a director, but he worked for the Today Show, and he retired here to Somerville in one of our 55-plus communities, which I thought was really interesting. I said, how in the world did you find this area? And it's because he had a child going to school at College of Charleston. We should talk medical facilities, too.
Sure, yeah, that's
important. Some of the best medical care in the world here. People fly from all over the world to Charleston for specialized medical care. We have the Medical University of South Carolina, which, to my knowledge, is the only medical school on the coast, on the East Coast. So we have people waiting in line for these. And then we have a break off of probably another 20 hospitals that all of these physicians who train here stay here. We just had a personal experience. I have a young granddaughter who is diabetic. She got a very bad sinus infection that they couldn't clear up. They brought in an infectious disease specialist from MUSC downtown who created an antibiotic for her diabetes, a type of infection, and her blood type. But within 3 hours, she responded. We have endocrinologists that people fly to from all over the world, and we're usually written up in Red Book magazine with the top physicians in the area. That's important to retirees. You've got to have good medical care to stay healthy and active.
Impressive. Very, very true. These are all great selling points. And not that you're trying to sell, because the place is selling itself in a sense, right, Jenna?
And
I mean, wow. We still got, 3 more minutes left in your show. I just want to let you be aware. What else did you want to make sure we cover for today's episode?
Let's see, if you want to come to visit, just to visit to get a feel for the area, my favorite time of year is September. You can come anytime you want, but September is such a beautiful time of year. If you like to garden, you can grow everything here, except I've not been successful with a poinsettia. We have salty soil, sandy soil. If you love food, we've got a huge foodie community. You will gain 15 pounds the first year. Just get ready. Leave your snow shovels at home. Leave your heavy boots. We wear boots for fashion. We usually wear sweaters or blazers over the winter. Every now and then we'll get a cold day, but you don't have to pack all that stuff you have in your basement. Lighten up, come down here, get some coastal clothes, and let's have some fun.
I love it. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure speaking with you, and excited to get people to move to Charleston. And I know you are obviously, yes, you specialize in helping so many. So thank you for being here today.
Thank you. And for the audience, next week, I promise slideshow. I work with people. Lisa works with computers. We like it that way.
Got it. And tell us how reach out to you, sweetheart.
Call me at 843-709-3880 or go online. My website and email, Jana@JanaBanceRealEstate.com or Jana@JanaBanceRealEstate@gmail.com. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Pleasure having you here, Jana. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the beautiful weather. And what did you say? It was the 70s today? Lucky
you. That's 76, sunny, beautiful. Birds are starting to build nests. Everybody's happy.
Jealous. All right. Thank you, Jana.
Have a great week,
everyone.
We'll
see you next week. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Keep a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve, it's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org, a public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.